Greetings, it's Nika here, and I just wanted to invite you to spend a few minutes with me now to relax and sit down, lie down, set everything else aside, and listen so that you can set the tone for our upcoming Ayurveda trainings together and get a sense of what to expect from my approach and how you can best bring yourself to this journey for the most enjoyment and the best outcome. So you have probably heard at some point that the usual definition for Ayurveda is the science of life or knowledge of life. Ayu means life in Sanskrit. Veda means science. So Ayurveda together, Ayurveda, means the science of life. But after my many, many years now of experience in Ayurveda, of clinical practice, of course, a lot of study, teaching, speaking, and living it, and applying in so many different aspects of life, I want to take a little bit of liberty and offer you a different definition. It's a subtle change, perhaps, but I think that this new definition can make a huge positive difference in how you bring yourself to this journey of discovery and how you approach learning and living with this life wisdom. So instead of science of life, I'd like to think about what Ayurveda has to offer you more as a language of life. A language of life. So what is that? Why am I choosing these words? If we think about it, what do we use language for? Don't we use language to understand and to be understood? We also use it to communicate, to commune, to come together, to have that experience of sharing a space together and exchanging sound and facial expressions, and of course, meaning. So we use it to participate in and experience a fully functional relationship. And I really believe that at this time on planet Earth, the highest value of Ayurveda, even more than clinical, and this is coming from someone that ran a residential Ayurveda hospital for many years in India, even more than the clinical value of Ayurveda is the potential for this knowledge to help us engage in a much more personal, intimate, enjoyable, and skillful relationship with nature, with being yourself, with inhabiting your own true nature, with being here on Earth, and with being the kind of person Mother Nature would love to have lunch with. Of course, we all love to enjoy nature. I also hope that nature can enjoy us as well. I mean, I'm sure nature does enjoy us, but it would be great if we were a little more skillful on that front. So when you think about learning life's language, if you think about your daily experience or even right now, just listening to me, feeling the temperature in the room where you are, whatever you're experiencing, it's easy to pick up on how nature is already sort of talking to you all the time, right? Speaking to you through the material world and through the sensations, the sensory stimuli that you're experiencing through your senses all the time. Every time a breeze blows, every time the sun or a splash of warm water hits your skin, every time you hear your loved one call. And this in and of itself, if we attend to our experiences in a kind of mindful way, these simple experiences of being alive are very satisfying, very fulfilling in their own right. But what we can learn through the framework and vocabulary of Ayurveda is that there's even more value in these messages. You can pick up on more subtle information in these messages of experience than you might realize right now. Ayurveda has the power to awaken your human technology in ways that will let you discern more subtle cues in your sensory experience and to understand what kind of impact the quality of these messages may be having on you, on your loved ones, the people that you work with, your environment as well. And you'll be able to start picking up on concrete clues in these messages on how you might respond to mitigate any kinds of qualities that aren't helpful, basically to protect your balance, restore it when needed, and also even to create experiences that are therapeutic and delightful for others. So there's a lot more meaning and information in your experiences than you might realize, and Ayurveda will help you perceive that, which is incredible. Understanding nature's messages is huge, and this alone is positively life-changing. Learning to truly listen and discern and understand, that's the first step in this conversation with nature. But we want to take things further still, because one-way communication, it isn't so complete, right? Real conversation goes both ways. Language implies a mutual exchange. So language of life, what is it bringing to life? It's bringing to life this relationship. So if nature's sending us messages all the time through our senses, that's one really vital side of the equation. But how do we then speak to nature? Well, we speak to nature through our actions. We speak to nature through our actions, which nature feels, if you will, within the living systems that we're part of. That could be your own body and mind, or your people, or your place. Yes, you have the power to create natural responses to your actions. Your actions are the messages going back into the conversation. Of course, we're taking action all the time, but we're not so aware of the effect that we're having. So with a little study of, again, the vocabulary and framework of Ayurveda, you can start to realize that specific actions may get specific results. And at this point, when this is revealed, the relationship between you and nature really begins to gain some momentum. You get into a really fantastic conversation. Now, if you've studied a language before, you know something about that whole journey of discovery through the learning process. The time that you bring to the process, the openness, the interest, the curiosity, even the humility and the patience too, you bring to it all, allows the discovery to be revealed more and more, allows you to discover more, allows more and more to unfold. And the more that you put into play what you know, the more you use your mouth to speak the words, the more that you apply what you've learned, the more mastery you gain. But it is a journey. And the point of the journey is not only in the destination, it's also in the joy of this whole process. So I hope that you'll keep this in mind as we play with purpose through our Ayurveda trainings. You can't learn the fullness of a language overnight. Taking the time to discover and practice brings all the beauty and complexity of the language forward over time. This time and this openness and this sort of dedication and devotion, it's necessary and even enjoyable part of the beautiful journey to fluency. So as we get closer to spending our time together, I want to ask you to embrace this approach of taking your time, staying open and curious, not getting hung up on when things don't make logical sense right away. It's another language. Things may make a different kind of sense. And once you catch on to that sense, it will actually expand your mind and your heart in ways you couldn't have expected. So bring yourself to this by tuning into what you perceive and experience, and sort of pledge to yourself that you won't leave it in the classroom, that as you gain the skills to speak back to nature by taking informed, wise action in your daily life, that you'll do that as we go along, that you'll practice speaking as you learn this language. And in this way, I promise, you'll soon gain the kind of fluency in your conversation with nature that's going to whet your appetite for more and more and more. And that's really my goal for you, is to awaken your fire and to have you gain some momentum so that you can explore this rich framework and vocabulary and the practices of Ayurveda and life itself and your relationship with nature, this richly colorful, joyful, practical wisdom. You can explore it all the days of your life to fuel your confidence and boost your enjoyment and increase your mastery of living and leading and healing and creating and playing here on the planet. So that's the main message I wanted to get across from me to you. I would love to hear, you know, your response, anything you have to say. Let the conversation begin. If you have questions, send them over. And otherwise, I'll see you very soon. And I look forward to exploring Ayurveda, a language of life, with you.